WILL's Youth Media Workshop presents Inspiration Radio, Relationships That Matter to Youth. Girls from Edison Middle School and boys from Urbana High School interviewed someone they care about and edited those interviews for radio. Jason Knight interviewed his saxophone teacher, Ed Green, whom he has known a long time and has admired. Jason wanted to know how Mr. Green is so dedicated to his instrument.
Now, we've known each other for about 8 years now, and I just wanted to know, how long have you been playing your saxophone?
Probably just about 25 years. I've been actually playing a saxophone. That's really kind of amazing to me.
So did you start out on the saxophone, or did you start out on the clarinet?
Actually, I really started on different instruments. My mom first started me on the guitar when I was about 5 years old. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to really pick it up as well as I would have liked to. I went from the guitar to the violin. I always picked at the piano a little bit and picked up little things here and there, on the piano. But I remember she told me, the last instrument I'm going to try you on is the saxophone. And if, you don't pick it up, that's just going to be your last shot, basically. Tried me on the saxophone, and, I fell in love with the saxophone, and I've been playing it ever since.
What really inspired you or motivated you to play at your church? Was it your grandmother or?
I would say my mom. And she's passed away now, several years ago. But mm-hmm. She was a dedicated musician for New Salem Baptist Church. And, she played there served there over 30 years. And just seeing her dedication to the gospel music program, at the church, and just her relationship with the Lord, it really motivated me to play. And again, try to aspire to that level of musicianship and being able to worship the Lord in that way with your instrument and, with the gifts that the Lord has gave me. I really aspire to do that, and it's just kind of has been inside me. The saxophone is just the instrument that allowed it to manifest itself. Again, I'm not a singer. I would have loved to be a singer, but since my voice is not necessarily melodious in any way, the saxophone really lends itself to me being able to express myself.
Was I your first student?
Basically, you were. Other people had asked me, would I be willing to teach their child and that type of thing? And, at that particular point in my life, I wasn't really, ready, mm-hmm. Per se, because I never really saw myself like a saxophone instructor. But, your mom came to me after, hearing me play at a church. Mm-hmm. I believe it was Canaan. And, she just told me that, basically, I want you to teach my son how to play the saxophone. He's involved in the music program at our church. He's going to be playing the saxophone. I want you to teach him. And that was it. I'm glad to see that you're, doing, bigger and better things and still, growing and developing in all the gifts that you've been given.
That was music teacher Ed Green, interviewed by his student Jason Knight for WILL's Youth Media Workshops radio series, Inspiration Radio, Relationships That Matter to Youth. For more information on the Youth Media Workshop, visit our website, WILL.illinois.edu.